A China expert says a speech by the foreign minister on China is unusual, with criticism previously unheard of from New Zealand. Nanaia Mahuta spoke at the New Zealand-China Council's meeting in Wellington this morning. She spoke about the need to diversify trade from China and listed her concerns about Xinjiang, Hong Kong, the Pacific and cyber security. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever with the details.
Nanaia Mahuta says New Zealand's relationship with China is one of our most significant.
China is an influential regional and global actor. It has been our largest trading partner since 2017.
The minister compared the relationship between the two countries of that of a tanifa and the dragon.
I see the tanifa and the dragon as symbols of the strength of our particular customs, traditions and values that aren't always the same, but need to be maintained and respected.
But among the praise of the recently upgraded free trade agreement with China, she spoke of diversifying trade and urged against putting all our eggs in one basket with China. On the Pacific Reset, she raised concerns about the indebtedness of Pacific nations to China.
China can play a role in the long-term economic recovery and resilience of the region, but there is a substantial difference between financing loans and contributing to greater ODA investment, in particular to the Pacific.
Nanaia Mahuta says New Zealand has raised matters privately with China on many occasions.
We will not ignore the severity of impact of any particular country's actions if they conflict with our long-standing and formal commitment to universal human rights. Sometimes we will therefore find it necessary to speak out publicly on issues like we have on developments in Hong Kong, the treatment of the Uyghurs in Xinjiang and cyber incidents.
University of Canterbury's Professor Anne-Marie Brady says it's very unusual for New Zealand to list all of its concerns with China.
Like a whole list of concerns that New Zealand has, and we haven't seen anything like that before.
Anne-Marie Brady says New Zealand is under a lot of pressure from China.
Our diplomats are getting regular demarche, regular statements of concern face-to-face, and other small states are also getting a lot of pressure. So I suspect this is preemptive, that New Zealand is telling China, we are going to disagree with you on some points.
She says New Zealand is doing what it can in a very difficult international environment. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Core Charlie Drever, DNA.